What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, February 18th, 2011. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have got so much stuff to talk about today, and Claire will be joining us at the bottom half of this first hour. For those of you who keep writing in and saying, we want more Claire, and yes, we're going to get you Claire of the Air on the show for the second hour. Before we get into the serious news, I want to share something that came out today. It's kind of all over the net. Apparently, the United States Army, the sweetest-smelling army in the world, has just unveiled their latest toy. It is a spy drone disguised as a hummingbird. It's ultra lightweight. It's about yay big. Can sit on your hand. Can fly up to 11 miles an hour. And it took 5 years to develop at a cost of $4 million. I just saw a photograph of this thing just before we went to airtime. $4 million for this little tiny thing. And the first thing I thought of was millions of homeless in America, including veterans. And this is what they're spending their tax money on, this little robot flying bird. It looks like one of those cheap toys from China that you wind up and it flaps its wings and just flies through the air. But they spent $4 million on this thing. And the second thing that occurs to me is they throw that up in the air. Every falcon, hawk, and owl is going to think it's dinner. They're going to be losing these things left and right. It's one of those ideas. I'm sure it sounded good in the pitch and budget meeting. But you know that this thing is just going to look like lunch. And if it doesn't, anybody that they're using this thing against, whether it's the Iraqis or the Afghanis or the American people, they're going to get all the falconers out there, the guys with the gloves, and they're going to say, hey, get that thing. And they'll just take them right out of the sky. Oh, man, you just look at that and you wonder, what are these people thinking? You know, that's the danger of having so much money to play with that you don't really feel responsible about it. And you just say, wow, let's try this, let's try that. I actually had a taste of that many years ago. When I was still working for Robert Abel and Associates in Hollywood, we got hired by Martin Marietta to come out and basically build a simulator for their version of the battle management control system for Star Wars. And it was just obscene amounts of money. And just, you know, I'd sort of been through that kind of thing before through my NASA background. But for the everybody else from this animation shop in Hollywood, they'd never been inside secure government facilities and Tempest vaults and the rest of it. Just the shock on their face. They thought this was kind of stuff that was made up for the movies, and they didn't realize how real it gets. It was just amazing amounts of money here. All right, our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Matt is in the control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And obviously, a very important story right now. The protests around the world are continuing. And I want to ask everybody to stop talking about a protest in the Middle East. This is not a Middle Eastern thing. The corporate media, the government would love you to think that this is just a Middle Eastern situation because it's Tunisia and Egypt and Yemen right now. But remember, this all started in Iceland. When the Icelanders kicked out their government, fired him, said, you did a lousy job, you got us into this mess, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, and threw slush balls at them. And then they started throwing the bankers in jail, which to me is probably the best way to deal with this kind of a situation when the bankers wreck your economy to make themselves richer in the process. And the protests spread across Europe and Great Britain and Greece and everywhere there's signs, IMF, get out. So this began in Iceland. It went across Europe. It's in the Middle East now. Today, it's in Wisconsin and Ohio. It's just growing and growing and growing. And the powers that think they are just don't know what they're going to do about it. Over in Bahrain, the violence is continuing. They're trying this brutal crackdown. They shot a two-year-old baby girl when the Bahrainian police just swooped down on a peaceful protest camp. The protesters weren't even doing anything. The cops just ran in there shooting, and they killed a two-year-old baby. I think that was probably the biggest public relations mistake they've made to date, but they're going to make more. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the global revolution. This is not just a Middle Eastern situation. It is a global revolution. We're talking right now about Bahrain. There is, sadly, blood in the streets. The police are just engaging in this brutal repression, using tanks, troops, guns, clubs. They've shot a 2-year-old baby and killed her. Huge public relations disaster. And what is significant about Bahrain? Because when Egypt was freeing itself from the tyrant Mubarak, here in the United States of America, people were saying, well, that's Egypt, and they were really suffering, and they were really under a lot of poverty, and that kind of thing would never happen here because we're doing so much better, which is a bit of a lie. But if you look at Bahrain, that is a wealthy, well-educated nation with a large middle class, very cosmopolitan. This is not a country that you could say, oh, they're just a bunch of backwards, you know, Arab sheepherders or anything like that. This is a very modern nation, very similar to the United States of America. It is an international banking center. It is home to the United States Fifth Fleet, which is why the United States government is coming down on the side of the government of Bahrain against the democracy movement. One more time, we see the U.S. government out there talking about freedom of speech and the rights of protesters and democracy, and yet, again, sides with the preservation of the status quo so long as the government is a servant to U.S. interests. If a government does not want to be a U.S. puppet, of course, it's a completely different story, like we're seeing over in Iran as they try and reignite last year's failed coup there. Now, over there's a country, and I'm probably going to mispronounce it, which is amazing because it's a whole country, but Djibouti, I believe is how it's pronounced, and they're having protests, and the police are opening fire on them down there in the Horn of Africa. And so this is really taking off. People are beginning to realize after Egypt it can be done. There are major protests in Iraq's cities all across the country. They want the American and the American government to go. They want their country back. Saddam is gone. There were no weapons of mass destruction. Iraq was never aiding Al-Qaeda. The entire political justification for the continued American occupation of Iraq is a complete tissue of lies. The people of Iraq want their country back. Can't really blame them, you know. You really cannot blame them on that. Yemen, of course, is today observing their Friday of Fury, you know, get all these little trade names. The Thursday of Thirstiness and Saturday of Somnambulance, but today is the Friday of Fury. And I don't mean to make light of it, but they are organizing, and they're basically, everybody's standing up and saying enough of this global New World Order, enough of this International Monetary Fund, enough of this U.S. and Israeli puppet rulers that are imposed on us to control us for the Imperium. It's time for it to go away. Albania is having anti-Mubarak-style rallies right now. Here in the United States of America, you know, when Egypt was happening up, people were saying, could it happen here in the U.S.? And people are saying, no, it's starting. It is absolutely starting. We have the massive protests in Wisconsin. 30,000 people showed up at the State House to protest budget cuts. It's happening also in Ohio right now. Just saw a photo of that before airtime. Huge, huge crowds there. And I bring that up because the American corporate media and the government are attempting to portray these protesters in a poor light, just like Mubarak did in Cairo, by saying, oh, they're union people and they're greedy and they're just being greedy at the expense of everybody else. No, they are not. The people who are protesting in Wisconsin and Ohio and who knows where tomorrow are not being greedy. They're not striking and demonstrating to be given more. They are simply trying to hang on to what they have right now in the face of a rapacious government intent on looting the American people to bail Wall Street out of that fraudulent mortgage-backed security scandal, T-minus $14 trillion, millions of wrongfully foreclosed homes, and still counting. The people in the streets of Wisconsin and Ohio are not greedy. They merely wish to protect that which they already have, that which the government already agreed to. I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't think anybody could see anything wrong with that. But the media is out to demonize these people who merely want to hang on to what they've already got by saying, oh, they're greedy. The new reality is that you all have to make do with less because the government needs more. Because if the government can't get money from you, those Wall Street bankers are going to have to go to prison for that fraudulent mortgage-backed security thing, which would be a good idea. Okay? If we took Lloyd Blankfein and threw him in hard time prison, you know, with a cellmate named Bubba, says, you my bitch now, for 6 months, Wall Street would turn right around and start, you know, obeying the law and not screwing the ordinary American people. The biggest mistake the government made was putting Bernie Madoff with the loot in that country club prison with Jonathan Pollard, the Israeli spy. They play table tennis all day long. You know, it's like a high school with better locks on the doors. But if you were to put some of these Wall Street bankers in the hard federal penitentiaries with the murderers and child molesters and the rest of them, and let them see what that's like for 6 months' time, you're not going to see Wall Street playing these games anymore. They play these games because they know the federal government is going to save them, bail them out of trouble, soak the taxpayers for the losses, and let them off scot-free. What the United States should have done is what Iceland did. The government and bankers created this mess, fire them, throw them in jail, start over again with a clean slate, which is what Iceland did. And all these other countries are attempting to do exactly the same thing. So when you see anybody trying to portray the protesters in Wisconsin and Ohio as somehow being greedy, just say, no, they're not demanding more. They're demanding not to have to take less, and that's not quite the same thing. Are you willing to give up the salary you're making right now? I mean, that's the difference. If you go to your boss and say, I want another 15% salary and a raise, well, you're being greedy, or maybe you're just simply dealing with the rising prices. But what these people are saying is, we just want to hang on to what we have now. We want what we have now. All the protests for the financial system for the last several years, that's all they're saying. We don't want handouts. We don't want freebies. We don't want gifts from anybody. We want to have back what we had before Wall Street went on this mortgage-backed security swindle in 2005 and ruined the economy, plunged America into imposed poverty, and according to the FCIC report, none of this needed to happen. If Wall Street had been obeying the law, if the government had held Wall Street to the law, none of this would have happened. And people have a right to be furious with the bankers who did it, and more furious with the government who not only let them get away with it, but sees looting the American people, confiscating their homes, taking their wealth to fund the buyback and the repurchase of all these fraudulent securities as the best solution. And one more thing before we leave this topic here. I want everybody listening to this show to stop using the phrase toxic assets. We're still seeing it all over the media. The toxic asset this and the toxic asset that. They're not toxic. They never were. Toxic is a code word to obfuscate the fact that what they're talking about are the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities that, because they are fraudulent, can never, ever actually turn a profit. They're bogus. They're like, you know, trust deeds for the Brooklyn Bridge that we always used to joke about. Suckers would buy in New York. So we don't use the word toxic assets anymore. We use fraudulent. They are fraudulent, criminal, fraudulent mortgage-backed securities or collateralized debt obligations, all these little fancy words that basically come down to the fact that starting in 2005, Wall Street was making itself rich, selling empty, worthless pieces of paper to unsuspecting dupes around the world. And now the dupes are aware, and they want their money back, and Wall Street is saying, sure, we'll give you your money back. We'll just take it from the American people, and here you go, and we don't have to go to jail, and you're happy, and we get to keep our money, you get to keep your money. Isn't life wonderful? Let's write ourselves some record-setting bonuses to celebrate how very clever we have been. So that's what's going on, and that's why people are angry around the world, whether it's Greece or Albania or Algeria or Yemen or Tunisia or Great Britain or Ireland or Iceland or Wisconsin or Ohio. We, the people of planet Earth, are tired of having to make do with less so the bankers and the government lackeys can have more. Enough is enough is enough. It says right in the Declaration of Independence, people are prone to suffer evils while the evils are sufferable. But we've gone across the line. We've gone across the line. We've got courts ruling that all of these foreclosures that went through MERS were illegal. It's wealth confiscation under color of law, a false color of law. They're trying to pretend it's legal, didn't make it legal, and they went out and they just started grabbing homes because they needed those assets on their balance sheets, or the banks were going to be going insolvent from all the losses from having to buy back all the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, or simply to cover the losses for having been suckered into buying them in the first place. And the lawsuits are starting to fly. And none of this is about toxic assets. It's about fraudulent assets. They're not toxic. They're fraudulent. They're criminal. There are people out there who deserve to be dangling from ropes for the damage they have done to the people of this nation and to the nation itself. And it's absolutely true. And my sympathy and support are for those people in the streets of Wisconsin and Ohio who are finally showing that America is waking up to what this government has been doing to you for decade after decade after decade. It's been a long, slow deterioration, and the final, since 2005, was like the final knife in the gut from the bankers and from the government. And people are waking up, and they're getting angry, and that is such a wonderful thing to finally be seeing. All righty. Over in the Mideast, and in response to the growing revolution around the world, Israeli fears grow more acute as popular uprisings continue to spread across the Middle East and North Africa. Israel's feeling ever more isolated and abandoned. Well, you know, when you spend 60 years ticking off everybody around you, what do they say? Payback is a bitch. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The email is pouring in. Somebody wrote in and said, don't forget the Ospreys. The Ospreys are just going to think those little $4 million surveillance drones are just tasty as all get out there. So we're going to make that Osprey major in the new counter-surveillance corps of the new American Revolution. Somebody else basically wrote in to point out that they are seeing all over the net all these articles coming out trying to portray the protesters in Wisconsin and Ohio as greedy, unrealistic people who don't understand that they have to shoulder their burden of the losses during these dark times. And again, everywhere you see, in fact, this is your homework for the weekend. Okay, you're all going to get extra credit for this, a little gold star on your class record. Anytime you see anybody portraying the protesters as somehow being greedy or unreasonable, simply comment. They're not demanding pay raises. They're not demanding an increase. They're not demanding more. They simply wish to hang on to what they have now. And that is a perfectly reasonable thing for them to be doing. If cuts have to be made to balance the budget, let's cut the war machine. If we got rid of the entire department of let's go around the world murdering the brown people, we could turn the U.S. economy around immediately. And if instead of showering Wall Street with $14 trillion of taxpayer debt to buy back all the bad paper they put out, let's start hanging the Wall Street crooks. And our economy would light up like a Christmas tree. But our government won't do the things to fix the economy. Their solution is take from the people to give to the bankers. Take from the people to give to the war machine. Take from the people to give to Israel. And the people are standing up and saying, enough is enough. You have taken as much as I am willing to surrender. I will surrender no more. I am invoking my right to say no. If we are a free people, we have a right to say no, and the government must listen. If we are a people gifted with freedom of speech, we have the right to say no publicly without being confined to a freedom cage or a free speech zone or a First Amendment activity area. We have a right to stand in the halls of power and scream at our politicians, no, we will not give you any more. Find another solution or resign or abdicate, depending upon how arrogant these fools are. All right, real quick story about Israel before we go to the phone lines here. Remember the other day we were talking about this headline story, U.S. reverses itself, will rebuke Israel at United Nations. And we said, ooh. And it turned out to be a dodge because the United States is agreeing to vote for a Security Council resolution that would say the United Nations doesn't recognize Israel's settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories as legitimate, which is kind of a real wrist slap. It doesn't call anybody to action. It simply says, well, we're not sure we agree with you, which is, you know, it's pussying out is what it is. You know, it's limp, very limp-wristed kind of an attitude thing. And they did that to head off this possibility of a far more stronger resolution in the Security Council being brought by the Palestinian Authority, among others, which would declare the settlements by Israel in the occupied West Bank territories as illegal. If that resolution were to pass, the United Nations would be forced to basically send troops in and remove, by military force, those settlements from the illegally occupied lands. Now, the United States, bowing and davening to Tel Aviv as it always must, is going to veto that resolution. But obviously, it is simply going to advertise to the world one more time that the United States is controlled by the government of Israel. It doesn't matter what is right, wrong, moral, or legal. Whatever Israel demands, the U.S. government must do. And this is simply going to hammer home that point one more time to the American people who are wondering why they are having to sacrifice more than half of everything they earn every year to fund a government that is working for a foreign power. We're tired of our little Vichy government. We want an American government. We want a government that puts America first, second, and third. Well, now, Abbas, surprisingly, has said he never agreed to any deal to drop the stronger resolution in exchange for a U.S. vote on the weaker resolution. And so now we're hearing that Barack Obama is literally threatening Abbas and the Palestinian Authority that if they continue this course in the United Nations, there will be repercussions, meaning they'll give Israel more bombs and weapons to kill Palestinians with. But Abbas is kind of between a rock and a hard place here because Abbas has just looked at Cairo and he saw Mubarak, a fellow Israeli puppet, come crashing down. Al Jazeera just published the Palestinian papers, which proved Abbas is as much a puppet of Israel as Mubarak was, and as the U.S. demonstrably is. And so now Abbas is understanding. He could lose his job. The Palestinians could kick him out the way the Egyptians got rid of Mubarak. And Israel can't protect him, and the U.S. can't protect him. He could lose his job, then suffer one of these comas that seems to be striking all of these failed American puppet dictators, and he's going to be gone. Down in the Cayman Islands playing canasta with Ken Lay and Mubarak and Ben Ali and all the rest of these guys. And so now Abbas is in a position where he kind of has to actually do his job for the benefit of the Palestinian people. And so he can't back down. He has to see this through. If he backs down, he's going to have a revolution on his hands. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Dennis in Michigan.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
There it is.
Okay, and aloha. Welcome back to the show. We're just getting some, technical issues worked out with our program here and our second microphone and everything. Yeah. All right, so we're going to go to the phones. We've got Dennis in Michigan. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. Is your wife there with you?
Yeah, yes. She's in the back here, and she's ready to go.
Tell her, hey, I'm the guy from Mid-Michigan that I've led praise and worship bands and that kind of stuff. I'm a musician here.
Oh, okay.
You were talking about fraud, and I'm in this time in my life where I'm looking after my elderly mother who has dementia, and even she got what I had to tell her why I was making a fuss over a lot of this economic stuff. I said, Mom, you know, your title is paid for this house. Print 20 of those and sell them at 50% of the price. And that's what's happening.
So, yeah, that's basically what Wall Street did with the mortgage-backed securities. Certainly in the case of Bear Stearns, they were selling the same thing over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she
got it.
She's got dementia. God bless her. She got that. it's just like crazy.
And bless you for taking care of her, by the way.
Thank you.
It's a very adult thing for you to be doing. But it is terrible out there, and people have been so thrown under a bus by these immoral tactics. It's I wish more people would get more angry. And I think the more aware people get of what has been happening and how they have been thrown under the bus of these immoral practices, I think there will be angry, and the question will be what shape that anger is going to take when people really get it.
Yeah, people are getting it, though.
I'm not going to take this anymore!
Anything else, Dennis?
People are getting it. I mean, one of my tennis friends, he's like a worldwide well-known DJ. He's got, you know, I actually co-wrote with him a couple of tunes that have been distributed worldwide, and he's made a living, you know, like a hard-working guy, you know, for many years doing this. And he got that the bailout thing. If that would have went to the people, then we'd have paid off the mortgages and the money would have circulated among all of us. I mean, he got that. He's not into this.
The control of this country is all based on debt. It's all about putting debt on you and propagandizing you into believing that this is the way it's supposed to be and that you are somehow morally obligated to work off this incredible debt that the government has created for you. And as long as you believe that, you are as much a slave to the ruling powers as the medieval serfs who believed in rule by divine right, or the slaves of Rome who believed in the divinity of their masters, or any other population that is held in control by another because they're tricked into believing it's the way it's supposed to be. When you look at the history of the antebellum South here in the United States of America and slavery, you begin to understand that the stories of runaway slaves and slave catchers were actually very, very rare. Most slaves stayed on the plantations and did as they were told and lived their lives that way because they had been raised from birth to believe that was the way the world was supposed to be. And their beliefs kept them a prisoner to a system that was enslaving them, just as Americans' belief in the Federal Reserve enslaves them to the owners of that bank. And it's just all about control over the people to extract work and wealth from them. And all a revolution is the people standing up and saying, I've worked for you enough, it's time for me to work for me, whether it's kicking out Britain and the Bank of England, or kicking out our government that is obviously a slave to a foreign power, and the Federal Reserve, and saying, let's return to status quo ante, let's scrape everything out, let's start over from scratch, and build a new nation that takes care of the American people, which is what we did back about 200 years ago, and everything would have been okay, except, of course, politics attracts the very sort of people who shouldn't be allowed to have political power. And inevitably, the bankers come back in with their money, they buy the government, they corrupt the government, they get the government to change the laws in order to legalize their counterfeiting operation and the debasement of the currency and the return of the people into enslavement to the bankers. What the Federal Reserve does today would have been a death penalty crime under the laws the United States was started with 200 years ago.
Well, Michael, you're very, very hard on the slaves of which you speak because they got a better deal than we're getting. You know, 50%
is good. It's about 50% work for self, 50% work for the masters.
But they got a home, though. That's
true. We don't get to keep our homes. Oh, man. You know, we got a huge problem with homeless here on the Hawaii Islands. If we have time today, there's a story that one of our occasional contributors, Dick Allgaier, did at KITV about the homeless problem becoming visible, and people are going, ew, do we have to look at and smell those people? Can't we send them somewhere? Do something. Get rid of them. I'm on vacation. All right. Dennis, we got to let you go. We're running out of time. We've got to talk with Claire about some stuff, and we got one more call to clear. Ruth in Chicago. Aloha, Ruth. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Not too much. Thank you, and hello, Claire.
Hello.
Only one comment. Did you notice that the people in Wisconsin were protesting under the palm trees and the surf?
I'm sorry, what? No, I didn't see that. Every picture that I've seen was this huge crowd inside the government building.
Well, the pictures outside show, you know, they just dug themselves out of that huge snowstorm we had.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for that one.
Ohio.
All right. Ruth.
Ohio had that storm.
Okay, Ruth, we got to let you go because Claire and I want to talk about something else here. Thank you very much. All right. So where we are right now, the government of the United States, the government of Israel are all in a panic. because their covert control over the entire world is beginning to slip.
Yes, it looks like it's really beginning to crumble. And of course, with the collective Israeli government's hubristic, paranoid, non-thought process, they're looking at not only creating a state of fear for their own people, which is what keeps them in power many times, like a Netanyahu, but also in the entire world. They are looking to start a war anywhere, and unfortunately, the U.S., because of our treaty obligations, will get dragged into whatever war Israel decides to start.
Well, I don't think treaty obligations have anything to do with it. I mean, the United States gleefully walks away from treaties when it suits their purpose.
True.
We walked away from the strategic arms limitation talks. We are completely, the U.S. government has completely violated the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty with regards to Iran.
Oh, yeah.
But there is a case of a joint interest, because the U.S. government is looking back in history for guidance on how to handle the current situation. And they're looking back at all those times in U.S. history where, if there was a really big war, the American people would turn a blind eye to the poverty and the deprivations and the abuses of the government.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the American people have put up with all kinds of violations of the Constitution during wartime because there's a war on and we've got to take these desperate emergency steps.
And those in the bowels of power are least likely to get affected in terms of it being their children, their wives, their husbands, their cousins, the people they care about being slaughtered and sacrificed in this kind of a military confrontation.
So the United States government right now is thinking that if they can get into a major war, not, you're probably hearing these military helicopters that are hovering
oh,
over
yes.
our house right now.
They sound so low, like they're going to invite themselves in for tea.
They are low. They do not obey the FAA floor requirements. We're on a ridgeline. We're high up about 400 feet in the air, and they just whiz right over us all the time. So that's that noise you're hearing in the background. So anyway, to get back to the situation, the U.S. government is thinking conventional wisdom, if we can get into a really big war, not a little Afghanistan or in Iraq or anything, but a really big war, the American people will forget all about the destroyed economy. They're going to forget all about the fraudulent foreclosures. They're going to forget about the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. They're going to forget about the stolen elections. They're going to forget about the torture. They're going to forget about all that stuff, and they'll salute the flag and gladly throw what's left of their money and their children onto the enemy's bayonets. Now, that may have worked in times past. I don't think it's going to work now, because the American people, by and large, because of the alternative media, the blogs, the American people, and especially awareness that the U.S. government did lie to us about Saddam's nuclear weapons,
mm-hmm.
and then they tried to put it off on this patsy this last week.
Yes.
And so the American people, I don't think, are going to accept anything coming out of the government regarding a war with, for example, Iran. You know, at face value, the American people are very skeptical and suspicious, which is a good thing. That's a necessary step to freedom, to be skeptical and suspicious, to understand right up front the government will lie to you every single chance it gets in order to trick you out of money and obedience. That is the primary means of domestic statecraft, lying to the people.
And what we are seeing right now in a very interesting development, for the first time since 1979, Iran is going to have a couple of ships that are not warships per se, but just two ships transiting up through, I think it's through the Suez.
The Suez Canal,
yes.
Yeah. Now, one is a frigate, one is mm-hmm. a supply ship.
Yeah.
These are training ships. They are not really belligerent warships. Nobody's going to attack anybody. It's mm-hmm. a training mission. They
right.
got a bunch of young kids on there, teaching them how to tie knots and swab the decks and peel the potatoes.
And Israel is behaving in such a way that you would think that Iran was declaring war against it. And they're screaming and yelling, and they're getting more insolent by the day, yada, 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 which was what Lieberman said, I believe, on Wednesday. And the question I would like to ask Mr. Lieberman is, how many countries has Iran invaded since 1979? Mike, I think you can help me out with this with a short answer.
Yeah, it's zero. None.
Zero, you know.
But what Israel is trying to do is attack another country and make it look like it's their fault. Hitler
right.
did exactly the same thing with Poland.
Oh,
they blew up our radio station. Go kill. And, you know, that's basically sort of the way that these things are operating. Go back to your Sun Tzu and the Art of War. All war is based on deception, meaning the world leader that starts the war must lie to his own people to trick them into it. Because, you know, if somebody knocks on the door and says, hey, do you feel like invading Poland today? He goes, no, I don't want to invade Poland. It's nasty, dirty work. I could get killed and lose important parts of my body, and the pay is really lousy. I'm not going off to war.
Right.
So the government has to come in and say, oh, those Polish people, they're coming, they're getting ready to come in and kill your wife here. And I happen to like my wife, so on that basis, I guess I got to go off to war. And that is how wars get started.
Mm-hmm.
Every government that has started a war has lied to do so. And Israel is no exception. And the reality here is that there are two things at work. First of all, a big war will unite all of the Israelis behind the current Israeli government. It is hoped it would unite all of America behind the U.S. government. And at the same time, I think Israel is looking for an excuse to reoccupy the Sinai up to the Suez Canal in order to continue its starvation blockade against the people of Gaza for daring to vote for their own government. And, you know, the new government in Egypt is not showing a willingness to enforce a starvation blockade against the people of Gaza, and so Israel may be moving to seize that part of Sinai militarily.
Well, Mike, I noticed something today in looking at the international news. Apparently, the Gaza crossing from Egypt will be opened, but it will only be opened one way, and that is from Egypt into Gaza, but not back the other way.
Okay, well, that's still going to be a tremendous, tremendous benefit for the people of Gaza to get aid supplies through.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, without Israel having a legitimate reason to attack yet more aid flotillas in international waters.
Mike, let me ask you a question. With this coming transit of the Iranian ships through the Suez, what do you think the likelihood is of a quote-unquote false flag to be attempted to get pinned on Iran as being the party that started the conflict?
Well, I think there's a very high probability of a false flag. They're not going to be able to start a war without one because Iran is not going to do anything to initiate hostilities. Iran does not want war, demonstrably since 1979. They have not wanted a war.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Israel loves to start wars with false flag attacks, whether it's the attack on the Liberty, Levant affair, and these other various dodges that they use.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the probability is very high. The controlling factor is if the people planning such a false flag attack think that they'll be believed, that the public will fall for it, they'll move ahead on it. But as long as we can create a climate of doubt
and skepticism, absolutely.
Right. As long as the people looking at, say, dropping the Iranian nuke, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
If they're sitting there thinking, you know, there's a real good chance the public is not going to believe the propaganda, then they're going to hold off doing it. Frankly, I think were it not for the alternative media, for Republic Broadcasting, for the various blogs, I think we would have had such a false flag attack long before now. And it is public awareness and doubt of the original 9/11, I think, that is our surest guarantee against making it happen again. But these are desperate times. And the money addicts in power in Wall Street and Washington, D.C. and Tel Aviv are in a panic that they're going to lose all the power and goodies. Look how hard Mubarak tried to stay in power, even at the risk of civil war in his own country. The people in Washington, D.C. and Wall Street and Tel Aviv will fight just as hard to continue their domination over everybody else. They love to fight dirty, and if they get desperate enough, I think there's a very good chance there'll be a false flag attack that will be used to justify global war and a global dictatorship. And remember, you're dealing with people who are perfectly willing to kill off 25% of the population of planet Earth as long as it makes the other 75% loyal slaves.
And the other two issues with Iran are, number one, any kind of an attack against Iran will galvanize their people, even if they don't think Ahmadinejad is the greatest thing since cornflakes. They are going to galvanize around a leadership we would not like to be there. And B, the question I always ask at this juncture, there are two 6,000-pound gorillas sitting on the Steinway, chewing bananas on this issue. They are nuclear-armed Russia and China. And I think that those in Tel Aviv and D.C. who are contemplating an attack against Iran need to be thinking, are Russia and China just going to sit back on the sidelines? I wouldn't bet that they would. What do you think?
Well, I don't think anybody wants this to go to nuclear war. The problem is that it's, from Israel's point of view, they need to set off a nuclear weapon and blame it on Iran in order to get the war that they want, a war that will be paid for and fought by Americans. Because Israel does not fight their own wars. The last one they did was Lebanon, and they lost.
Yes.
So they want to sick the Americans on Iran the way they did with Iraq. And that is just absolutely the way it's going to be. And they're going to try and lie. And when the lies don't work, and nobody's going to believe another story about, you know, Ahmadinejad's nuclear bombs, they're going to have to use a false flag attack, like 9/11.
Yeah.
A bunch of Mossad come in, blow up something really emotionally significant to the American people. And they say, oh, we have to go off and kill all those people over there who do not like us, which at this point is almost 90% of planet Earth.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. We're coming up on the end of this segment here. And you want to say one more segment?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day. Because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
America, welcome back to the show here. Am I getting up? Yeah, okay. Let's try
Oops. Put
a little more volume. Are you hearing anything?
No, feed just went.
All right.
I think it's that.
Are you back?
No.
Okay, we've got a problem with our...
There we go, almost.
All right.
No.
Okay. All right, we have to do the show. I tell you, the Radio Shack, I hate their equipment. Everything we buy lasts exactly 1 week beyond the warranty.
And turns into rust,
and that is it. You know, talk about America being a failed nation. when you cannot go anywhere for any amount of money and actually get something that's reliable and it's going to work here.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, moving right along here. Claire's going to be leaving us into this segment anyway, so she can hear me in the room. She just can't hear the other way. I want to talk a real quick story before we go back to Claire. You want to talk about absolutely fearless woman, Helen Thomas. Helen Thomas should be given the Nobel Peace Prize. She should be given everything, Pulitzers, whatever. This is a modern-day heroine. And she is because she is fearless. She got hounded out of her job. She got set up and sabotaged by a bunch of pro-Israel shills, driven from her job at the White House Press Corps, was blacklisted, banished, finally got a little tiny job back that is nowhere near the prestige and money that she had before, and she has come out swinging. You want to talk about madder than a hornet. I think the Israelis who tried to silence this woman committed a huge mistake. They just made her even that much angrier.
Yep.
I know that feeling. Every time, you know, the Israelis try and silence me, it just makes me work harder. Because I'm ornery. I'm a curmudgeon. And Helen Thomas has come out today with an observation that makes so much sense. It's one of those moments of brilliant insight where there's this sudden force of gravity between the palm of your hand and your forehead, and you say, of course, how obvious could it be? This is what Helen Thomas said, which is why we can expect Israel shills to be screaming and yelling at her and trying to wreck her job one more time. The Jews did not have to leave Germany and Poland after World War II because they were not being persecuted anymore. Duh! So they did not have any kind of a right or even a justification to come down into Palestine and steal their land. This whole idea that they needed a nation of their own to be safe, they were safe right where they were. In fact, there are still Jews living in modern-day Germany and Poland who are perfectly safe. They're granted special legal protections. They are still humping this victimhood status for all kinds of special privileges. They live the life of Riley. And she's absolutely right. There was no reason for them to have to leave Germany and Poland after World War II. Hitler was dead. The Nazis are gone. The problem is over. And yet, they still came down to Palestine and stole Palestine away from the Palestinians. It's just amazing. Anyway, Helen, of course, is Lebanese, and I understand the reason she's upset right now. It looks like Israel is getting ready to restart their war with Lebanon. They're still holding a grudge because they didn't succeed on the last one. They're just trying to find some reason that they can sell that, oh, we got to go into Lebanon again, and it's their fault. They made us do it, Mommy.
Ehud Barak was making statements to the effect that their army needs to understand that they need to be ready to go back into Lebanon. And to counter that, the head of Hezbollah in Lebanon, Nasira, I believe his name is, said that if there was such an invasion, that the Hezbollah would take control of Galilee. And that's, you know, that's how seriously they're taking this possibility.
Well, you know, it's going back and forth, but it really comes back to a simple fact. The one doing all the invading and shooting and grabbing and stealing is Israel.
Right.
If Israel was not doing that, everybody else would just live in peace. We got to take a station break. We'll be right back.